Talk Wordy to Me, His Curvy Librarian, Book 1, by Frankie Love. Narrated by Patrick Zeller and Maeve York.
1. Cassidy.
Look who's coming, Cassidy.
My sister Nora teases over my shoulder.
It's your boyfriend.
I don't even have to glance up from the snack table I'm arranging to know who she's referring to. I've been the community outreach librarian at Golden Creek Library for 3 months now, and it didn't take long to gain an admirer or two at my monthly senior book clubs. Charles is not interested in me, I laugh. He keeps trying to hook me up with his grandson. I look toward the door to the community room, where the silver-haired widower is making his way in. He's in a sharp suit, as always, ever the best-dressed senior in the group, and he smiles and waves at me, but stops to chat with a few other book clubbers near the door. Still out of earshot, thankfully, because Nora and our friend Brooklyn aren't done teasing me yet.
You should go for it, Cass, Nora says. I hear he's hot.
He totally is, Brooklyn chimes in. I saw him once, dropping off Charles for the book club. Smoking hot. Yeah, has Charles tried to hook you up too? I ask. Charles's persistence is sweet and all, and definitely an ego boost, but I can't help picturing him working his way through every pretty young librarian in the building. Nora is the children's librarian, and anyone can see from a mile away how passionate she is about the kids that come here. Brooklyn runs the teen department, and she's the life of every party. And then there's me, a middle child fresh out of grad school trying to figure out what I want for myself. Well, other than good books, great friends, and a little sugar. I finish arranging the little Victorian seed cakes that I baked last night to pair with our book selection, Jane Eyre, while Brooklyn adamantly denies that Charles has been making the rounds.
Face it, sis, he only has eyes for you. For his grandson, Nora smirks.
I check the time, 5 till, then shoo the two of them away with a grin. Get back to your departments and keep your nose out of mine. Thanks for helping me set up. They head out of the community room, and I call the book club to order. There are 10 people today, most of them regulars, and this has fast become one of my favorite parts of the job. Not only do I get paid to nerd out over wonderful books, but my book club members tend to spoil me a bit.
Hello, Cookie,
Charles says as he approaches the snack table. He's called me Cookie ever since our first book club meeting, when we read Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and I baked tea biscuits.
You're looking lovely as usual. What delicious treats do you have for us today?
I describe the rich ingredients that went into the seed cakes. Creamy butter, aromatic caraway seeds, and just a dash of brandy. And while I'm talking, everyone helps themselves.
Oh, these are marvelous,
one of my other regulars, Evelyn, says. She's got pure white hair that she always pulls back in a neat bun, and I've noticed that she tends to take whatever seat is closest to Charles. Should we get started? I ask, once everyone's loaded up with sweets and the coffee that Nora brewed for the group.
I have, for the first time, found what I can truly love. I have found you, Evelyn says, zeroing in on one of my favorite quotes from the book. And I have to hide a smile behind my hand when I notice that she's quoting it directly to Charles.
Perhaps he's not the only one with ulterior motives when it comes to book club. When it's all over, a little more than an hour later, we decide on The Secret of Bees and Honey Cocoa Truffles for next month, and most of the seniors head for the door. Charles hangs back, as always, offering to help me clean up. But I know what he's really doing. I smile, my hands on my hips, and say,
Let's hear it, Charles. What
Sample complete. Ready to continue?